From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 32 civilians have been killed in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city of Aleppo for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and a residential building in the city's eastern neighborhoods. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says government troops are fighting to free civilians from what he called terrorists. Meanwhile, Russia said Tuesday it had launched air attacks targeting extremists in Idlib and Homs provinces. In what is likely to be his last overseas foreign policy speech, U.S. President Barack Obama told an audience in Greece Wednesday that American democracy is imperfect, but in his words, better than the alternatives. Reflecting on his time as president, the U.S. leader said his travels show him that people everywhere in the world desire dignity and self-determination. He addressed the stresses caused by globalization.
I firmly believe that the best hope for human progress remains open markets combined with democracy and human rights. But I have argued that the current path of globalization demands a course correction. In the years and decades ahead, our countries have to make sure that the benefits of an integrated global economy are more broadly shared by more people.
In his overseas trip, Mr. Obama's next stop, Germany. Pakistan's military has conducted a major exercise near the border with India. The drills are intended to showcase the combat readiness of the armed forces. They come at a time of heightened tension between Pakistan and India. Thunder lightning involved combat aircraft, tanks, artillery, and mobile missile launchers. This is VOA News.